guys, welcome to Elsewhere with Juveria. This is a show where I, Saida Juveria Nen, will help you trace your steps and relive your travel memories as I talk to Globetrotters around the world. Join me as I make you nostalgic without being elsewhere. I'm your host Juveria, and we have with us today Azan Feroz Seth, the Chief Happiness Officer at The Hub Bengaluru. Hello Azan, please tell us a little about yourself and what you're passionate about.
Hi, Juveria. Thanks for having me on. Very excited to be here with you today. I really like what you're doing with this podcast and all the amazing stuff that you're doing with us at The Hub as well. I am 27. I'm an entrepreneur based out of Bangalore. I'm involved in numerous startups, mostly in real estate and digital marketing. I've been born and raised in Bangalore my whole life, and I had the opportunity to go and do my undergrad in USC in Los Angeles. During that time, I got to travel a lot, especially back and forth between India and LA. And then when I was in LA, it was located around a lot of interesting travel spots. So that's why when you said come on the show and to talk to you about my traveling experience, I was pretty excited to share, especially about my experience traveling to Mexico.
That was a nice introduction, Azan. Thank you so much for sharing it with our audience. So today, Azan is going to tell us about Mexico. Mayan temples, cenotes and beaches from Tulum in the Caribbean to Manzanillo in the Pacific. That is Mexico for you. Lying towards the southern portion of North America, Mexico brings to you vibrant nightlife, Western Hemisphere's most vital metropolises, and some of the freshest cuisines on the planet. So Azan, would you like to help us understand what the weather was like in Mexico?
Sure. So the weather mostly, it depends on which side of Mexico and the time as well. But I mostly went there during spring break. So the weather was pretty nice. It was warm, slightly humid. It was like a good weather to go to beach, like a beach spot, go to the beach, hang out there. And we really made the most of it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Beaches and hot and humid. That sounds like an awesome place in terms of weather. What about the food in Mexico? Did you get a chance to eat tacos and burritos?
Oh my God. Yes. lots of tacos, lots of, not that big a burrito fan, but chips with fresh guac, fresh salsa made right in front of you. God, my mouth's watering already now. and interestingly enough, some pretty dope Thai food as well.
Fancy that. I'm a big taco fan. Looks like we're a team. So what do you think about the local culture in Mexico?
That's a good question. I think I got different experiences because of the different places I went to. So Cabo and Cancun are more commercial. They're more catering to like your student travelers and spring breakers, as they call them, and just tourists in general. So they were more westernized, and a lot of places were just like you would have your Burger King and stuff like that. But when I went to Mexico City, when I went to Tijuana, I got a very different side of Mexico. So it was interesting to see that contrast and comparison between what it truly authentically is as a place and what they're trying to be to serve more tourists and stuff like that. But I think Mexican culture is very similar and relatable to Indian culture. The focus on family, food, the values, definitely compared to a lot of the different places that I've been to, I found it to be an affordable place, especially as a student to travel to.
Looks like you had a home away from home. Makes me want to visit Mexico too. At this point, I'm actually intrigued to ask you what part of the culture resonates the most with you.
I think the focus on food and how it brings people together. Shareable portions, kind of like how we have chaat in India, where everybody comes together in the evening and shares from one plate. So I thought that was pretty cool. Because like in a lot of places, like in other countries, you're eating your meal. It's your meal. But here, it's like everybody's sharing from the same bowl of guac. You're having your chips. There are a couple of tacos come. Everybody's just nibbling on it. So I think that part was interesting to me.
Seems like the best place for a foodie. And I love the similarities you pointed out between Mexico and India. It makes it feel like home. Moving on, what was the best part of your trip to Mexico and what made it the most memorable?
So many memories in Mexico, but I'll tell you, I'll break it up into two things. I'll tell you my best part and I'll tell you what was most memorable, because the most memorable was actually not a good experience, but I'll tell you. So the best part for me was, I don't know, it's just a personal experience which I cherish the most. I was sitting at a Thai restaurant called Elefante in Cancun and watching the sunset into the ocean and just enjoying some amazing Thai food. And I just remember thinking to myself in that moment, what am I doing here? I've come to Mexico and I'm eating Thai food and I'm feeling like I'm in Thailand. But that was just a memory that I always think of when I think of Mexico. The most memorable is when I decided to do a spontaneous trip with the boys and drive from LA to San Diego and cross the border into Tijuana. We literally had to park our car at the border, walk across, and then take a cab. And I remember just being so scared, because as we were going and doing this, we didn't think it through. I was researching on the way. And Tijuana is not the safest place. Like Cabo, Cancun are tourist spots, Mexico City is like central. So Tijuana was a little bit a different kind of an experience. And there's one thing I'll never forget. We got there a little late in the evening. We checked into our hotel. And an hour into checking into our hotel, somebody tried opening into our room with us being in the room. And we remember being super scared. And we tried looking for things. We opened the cupboard to see if there was anything in it. And we realized there's a hole in the cupboard that looks into the next room. So it was a very, very interesting experience. We somehow managed to survive that trip though. So one for the books for sure.
That sounds like a scary experience. No wonder you can never forget it. Another thing that I'm sure you possibly cannot forget is your personal favorite tourist spot. We would love to know which one is that.
My personal favorite tourist spot. I think just walking along the beach in Cabo and Cancun for that matter, just going to different shacks, seeing so many people from all over the place that have come there just to have a good time, relax, whether it's your spring breakers that I just have had a hectic semester and just want to let loose. A lot of families also traveling there. I think just the whole vibe of being around so many people your age and just enjoying, relaxing, everybody just in the mood to let go. I think that was my favorite part.
Yeah, scenic, relaxing, and enjoying your own company. Sounds like an amazing combination. I'm sure many people in our audience would love to make this a priority. Mexico does sound like a beautiful place to go to, and I'm so glad that you could share it with us.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much for coming on my show and letting us take a stroll through your memory lane.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on, Javeria. I'm very excited to see what you do with this series. And I'm excited to hear this episode and all the other ones that you have coming up. Thanks for having me on.
So this was Azan Firoz Say It With Us, sharing his memoirs of being elsewhere. Stay tuned to yet another episode of A Gorgeous Location. Until next time.